The gospel reading today reminds me in a very pointed way of my experience in Rome when COVID shut down Italy. The entire country shut down. There was a lot of fear. And the rector of the seminary brought all of us together and said, "You can leave if you want." And I remember all of us Bismarck men who were studying there at the time, there were five of us, we went up to the roof, and the consensus was, where would we go? We're here to be formed into priests. Where else would we go? And so we stayed. And it always strikes me in this gospel, it reminds me of those other men. They had heard Jesus' voice. They had heard what he had asked them to do, which was to become priests. And so it didn't really matter what happened in the world. Only Jesus has the words of eternal life. And so where else would we go? You know, the gospel yesterday was the famous, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood," right, "has eternal life." And so that's why this saying is so hard. But I think for us today, the point is do we believe that Jesus is truly God? Have we heard that? If he's God, he's completely trustworthy. All the other worries and anxieties of this life don't really matter if he is who he says he is. And so we make an act of faith and we say, "Amen." We say, "I believe because you say so, not because I say so." And that's why the apostles are able to stay with him, because they believe that if he's God, then he can give us his flesh and blood to drink because he's trustworthy. And so today, as we come forward to receive him in the Eucharist, to receive his body and blood, we simply ask him to increase our faith so that we might continue to say, "I believe."